From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Authorities say a man who killed four U.S. Marines in Chattanooga, Tennessee Thursday spent several months in Jordan last year. Before the Jordan visit in 2014, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz had reportedly visited the country four other times. Investigators are trying to determine if he made contact with any extremist groups while he was there. At a press conference in Chattanooga Friday, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold said that his organization is exploring all the travel done by Abdulaziz.
Because the investigation is still in its early stages, it would be premature to speculate on exactly why the shooter did what he did. However, we are conducting a thorough investigation to determine whether this person acted alone.
Reinhold said the FBI has not yet determined if the shootout was an act of terrorism, but it is being investigated as terrorism, which allows authorities a higher level and more intense investigation. Born in Kuwait, the 24-year-old Abdulaziz was a naturalized U.S. citizen. The site Intelligence Group reports that Abdulaziz wrote a blog on Monday in which he said that life is short and bitter. Later Friday, about 1,000 people, including members of the city's Muslim community, attended a special memorial service. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir at the White House on Friday as the United States continued efforts to sell the Iran nuclear agreement to skeptical allies. Spokesman Josh Earnest said the two sides talked about the recent nuclear deal and discussed how to further enhance their close and long-standing partnership. The historic deal is expected to be approved early Monday by the UN Security Council in Vienna. This is VOA News. At least 80 people have been killed in a car bombing at a town in Diyala Province, Iraq, in one of the Islamic State's deadliest attacks since it took over parts of the country. Police and medical authorities say the bombing in the town of Khan Beni Saad was so powerful that it knocked down several buildings. Many of the dead were gathered at a marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Some reports put the death toll as high as 100. Islamic State said in a statement issued on Twitter that the attack was to avenge the killing of Sunni Muslims in the northern Iraqi town of Hawija. It said that the suicide car bomber was carrying around 3 tons of explosives. Iraqi officials declared victory over Islamic State in Diyala earlier this year after security forces and Shiite paramilitaries drove the Islamic State out of towns and villages there. However, the insurgents have remained active in the province. Police in Nigeria say that suicide bombers attacked an open-air prayer area in the northeastern part of the country Friday, killing at least 13 people in the city of Damaturu. The explosions struck an area where worshippers were observing Eid al-Fitr, the end of the holy month of Ramadan. At least 15 others were injured in the attack. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. Ukrainians Friday marked the first anniversary of the downing of Malaysian Airlines Flight MH17 by a missile over the rebel-held eastern part of the country. People brought flowers, toys, and paper airplanes with messages to the Dutch embassy, where the Dutch flag was flying at half staff. A majority of the nearly 300 people killed on the plane were Dutch nationals. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, a solemn ceremony marked the anniversary. Evert van Zijtveld is a member of the MH17 Aviation Disaster Foundation.
It was a ceremony organized by and for next kin workgroup and advisors. It was beautiful, dignity, with enormous amount of emotions. We have felt the emotions in the hall and we cried.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko Friday called the downing of the jumbo jet a ruthless terrorist attack and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia. Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for shooting down the aircraft. Russia and the rebels deny responsibility and blame Ukrainian forces. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down around 0.2%, but the NASDAQ rose almost 1% to a record high thanks to a major rally in Google stocks. European stocks closed mixed. Asian trading was higher. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.